This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Susan Laird, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. We have them vaccinated, take them for regular checkups, and ensure that they eat a healthy diet. But the number one killer of children in the United States is not disease. The leading cause of death among kids 19 years and younger is unintentional injuries or accidents. Each year, more than 12,000 U.S. children die from unintentional injuries. Dr. Julie Gilchrist is a pediatrician with CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. She's joining us today to discuss how to prevent these injuries among children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gilchrist.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Gilchrist, are injuries among children going to happen no matter what we do?
Well, CDC believes that most injuries are preventable, and we all need to know what the risks are and how we can prevent them to keep our children safe. CDC is working to provide information and resources to help parents be aware of both the risks and how to prevent the injuries.
What types of injuries are most common among children?
Well, the most common type of non-fatal injury are falls, especially in children 0 to 14 years. It's the leading cause. And falls can be any number of things. In small children, we worry about them falling down the stairs when there's not a stair gate to prevent them from falling. In older children, it can be, you know, sports related, like they fall on a playing field or they fall out of a tree. So falls are a big concern.
Well, what kinds of injuries cause the most deaths?
Well, the leading cause of death in children varies by age group. In children under 1, it's suffocation, and it's oftentimes related to their bedding or their sleeping arrangements. In children 1 to 4, it's unintentional drowning, and that's oftentimes in their own backyard pool. In children 5 to 19, the leading cause of death is motor vehicle crashes, and most often they're occupants.
Are there any products CDC believes can prevent child injuries?
Absolutely. What parents need to know is that there are things that they can do to prevent certain injuries, and these may vary by the age of their child. So, for instance, motor vehicle crashes is the leading cause of death. Well, child safety seats and the appropriate booster seat being used for the right age group is critical in keeping children safe. For other causes of injury, like drowning, putting up a four-sided isolation fence around the pool to separate the pool from the house is critical. Other things like life jackets, protective sports gear, stair gates to prevent falls, and window guards are also really important. And all of these tips are available in our prevention materials.
What else can parents do to create a safer environment for their children?
To prevent injuries from fires and burns, install and maintain your smoke detector, and develop and practice your fire escape plan. For drownings, learning CPR and knowing what to do in an emergency is very important. To prevent falls in young children, things like appropriate surfacing for playground equipment so that if children fall, they aren't injured. And poisonings are common among small children. Storing medicines and toxic products such as cleaning solutions in places that children can't get at them is very important.
What does CDC have available to help parents?
Well, along with the CDC Childhood Injury Report, the Injury Center has also launched an initiative called Protect the Ones You Love. Child injuries are preventable. And this initiative is dedicated to raising parents' awareness and supporting their efforts to ensure their children's safety. Parents and anyone else who plays a role in keeping children safe can find a variety of child injury prevention resources, including fact sheets, additional podcasts, and e-cards.
So where can listeners get more information about preventing injuries among children?
These are all available at our website. It's www.cdc.gov/safechild.
Thanks, Dr. Gilchrist. I've been talking today with Dr. Julie Gilchrist, a CDC pediatrician, about preventing injuries among children. She's reminded us that CDC has a wealth of resources available to help keep children safe. Go to the website www.cdc.gov/safechild. And remember, to protect the ones you love, child injuries are preventable. Until next time, be well. This is Susan Laird for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.